All right, BB Shay, it's to you. Chris Tim and I know them.
Mm.
The top 10 most unhealthy fast food chains in America. I'm going to look at them now. You'll start guessing them. I had to guess them earlier. Chris Tim saw this, and I guessed what turned out to be number three. That was the as the least healthy. What do you think is the least healthy fast food chain in America?
I'm going to start off with, I'm going to say McDonald's.
It's a good guess. It's number seven.
Okay.
Number seven is McDonald's. The quick liner about it is, for each of these, combos like the Big Mac meal can hit over 1,300 calories, widespread access, child-focused marketing, 24/7 service encourages overcompensation, overconsumption. So you are eating, obviously it's not good for you. And they do market to kids like crazy. So that's why it's number seven on the list. Although I thought McDonald's did pretty well to be seven.
That's, you know? Yeah, that's respectable.
Not top three. What else?
How about Arby's?
So I said Arby's are not in the top 10.
Wow. Okay. That's good to know.
Oh, you go there.
I love Arby's. I do.
Do you have a go-to or do you mix it up?
Beef and cheddar, Jamocha shake, curly fries, and mozzarella sticks.
I am not a big fan of Arby's. I stopped on my way to sleepaway camp. And I said to my friend who was in the car, is there anything healthy I can get here? And the answer was no. When I looked at it, I was like, there's nothing really. Mm. There was no salad. I tried to get one of those market fresh salads, but they didn't have it.
Did you ask for just a handful of roast beef, no bun?
Yeah, that's what they did. I held out my hands and they sliced.
Can you feel this? Feel my hands with your hot beef.
No.
What?
No sauce, no cheddar. I just hot beef in hand. That's what I went with.
Can I have a packet of horsey sauce?
That was my dinner, a packet of horsey sauce.
Now, does Arby's size their shakes, or are they all one size?
Yeah, they have like, wait, no, I can't remember.
You like the Jamocha?
I do like a Jamocha shake.
What is that? What's in that?
It's just like, it's sort of like Java-y coffee.
It's a little coffee. I can't abide.
You still have not named any of the top five.
Taco Bell.
That's the one I went to. Number three.
Number three.
I've always heard my dietitian 30 years ago told me you can go to any restaurant you want. They'll have something for you except Taco Bell. Everything is so high in sodium. You can't. Now, that's been a long time ago.
But you could get a bean burrito, right? Or do they have, I mean, is that as plain as you can get?
Yes. It's good for vegans. Taco Bell, right. Vegans like that. But it's still, everything's high in sodium. That's the big knock on Taco Bell. And of course, you can go heavy fat and everything too. But it was the third least healthy fast food restaurant.
What about KFC?
I went to that one next as well. Number five.
Food serving size, bucket.
Yes. The word fried is in its name.
Yes.
That's the issue with KFC, yes. And they do things like double downs and the... Didn't they have the burger that had like chicken sandwiches as the...
Chicken breast as the bun. Yeah.
Are you a fan?
I love KFC.
You do?
Yes.
What do you think of their potatoes?
I like them.
I do too.
Yeah.
I've always
liked them. The wedges?
Both. Potatoes and mashed potatoes.
The mashed potatoes I do like, yeah.
Their parfaits are incredible.
I didn't know.
Yeah, they have like pre-made parfaits. They're great.
Pre-made.
A little insight with you always.
Yeah.
Who has said the word KFC's parfaits are incredible? Only BB Shay.
Only.
And when you're here filling in, we really get a different glimpse of things, you know? All right, what's the name? What's
your go-to menu at KFC or item?
You know, I like the original recipe.
Yeah.
So you get like a two-piece?
Like a breast and a leg. Mm-hmm. Love that.
Mm-hmm. Three-piece?
I think you'd go three, wouldn't you? Yeah.
And a wing, yeah.
Big E should be hearing this. I hope he's hearing this, you know?
Or his screams of pain. As he drags his way to the kitchen for his coffee.
I really wish he was in here for this today. But you've named, these are the 10 least healthy restaurants in America. McDonald's, KFC, and Taco Bell are number 7, 5, and 3. You haven't hit number 1. It took me a long time to get it.
Wendy's.
Yes.
Okay.
I feel like Wendy's is my go-to for healthy.
Why?
I like the chili, and I hear the chili is the healthiest thing on the menu. And they have a pretty good grilled chicken sandwich as well. I like those.
What's the knock on, what's the one-liner on Wendy's?
Triple Baconator combo.
They did invent the Baconator.
Yeah.
Yes. They frequently promote extended hours, and they promote their triples and triple Baconator combo. They used to have the biggie. I guess they still do.
Yeah.
The biggie bag?
Biggie bag. That triple Baconator combo is 2,100 calories and massive amounts of fat and sodium, way more than someone should consume.
Here's a little move.
Yeah.
Put some of the chili on a Baconator.
Oh, well.
What?
You hiding
it
this?
It enhances a little bit.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
not a lot, just a little bit to, you know, wet your whistle.
Yeah. Yeah, this is clock, too. You know about the chili. They use the burgers that they made from the night before that they couldn't sell. They chop up the meat and make it into the chili.
As they should.
Yeah, I don't care.
Zero waste at Wendy's.
That's reusing.
Plus, their summer, like, Frosty menu is just incredible.
Yes. Chart. Well, that's another thing. The Frosties are not good for it, but they're delicious.
Yeah, now they're throwing more candy in them.
Yes, which surprised me. I thought they were always just going to be chocolate, then maybe vanilla. But now, they're going crazy with that, like everything else. You know, the ones that I never would guess, number two is Sonic. I don't go there.
No, I don't either.
Very rare. Meals and shakes that they have are designed to exceed daily limits in fat, calories, and sodium.
If you're going to eat one meal, eat it here.
Yeah, this is it. This is the one. Here's another one I don't go to. Number four, Dairy Queen. They're... ice cream treat and combo meals regularly reach 3,000 calories, and they have the highest sugar content of any one of these.
I don't know if it's just a childhood bias or whatever, but to me, Dairy Queen is nothing but dessert.
Agreed.
It's just ice cream.
I didn't know they had burgers.
Yeah.
I never, but we've got them here, right? I never got
Yeah.
Had you go to Dairy Queen ever?
Oh, yeah. I used to live right up the street from one.
So you liked it?
Yeah. They have this like flamethrower burger that's really good.
Flamethrower?
Yeah. It's got like jalapenos and stuff on it. Yeah.
Oh, I see. And you like that sort of thing?
Yeah.
A jalapeno on a burger. Mm-hmm. I never have. To me, it overpowers the burger flavor, and it makes...
You're a little prissy.
Prissy? Check out my shorts.
Yeah.
Oh, the comments are flowing on that, by the way.
Earlier today, a P1 listener sent me some very shorty pink shorts, and BB Shea took a picture and put it up on social media. I'll take it. I'll take the hits. Don't read them to me. I'll never see what people say. I figured the comments would be coming hot and heavy. Here's one I don't ever go to. I've been before. Quiznos is known as being
I didn't think those existed still.
Yeah, there's still a few around, but
you know, when I
like their sandwiches.
I did too. The first time I ever went into a Quiznos, they toasted it. And I said, "You've won. You've won the Sub Wars, Quiznos," because they toasted it, and soon after that Subway started, you know, toasting if you wanted it. But Quiznos all had them. They all were toasted. Their 12-inch subs generally exceed 1,500 calories and 2,800 milligrams of sodium, which is way more than you need in a day. Their meal deals and limited-time options push intake toward 3,000 calories.
Mm.
That's more than any human needs in any day, and you're having it for lunch at Quiznos. Wow. You like it?
I've never been, actually.
Oh, you've not been?
Never been.
The last three are Smashburger, which I've not been to.
I've never seen one.
I've heard of it. I heard it was sweeping the country, but we don't have them here.
I don't think we do, no.
You know Smashburger?
I've heard of it, yeah.
I've heard of a Smashburger. I mean, a lot of places have that style.
Well, the first time I ever heard the term, one of the TV shows did a piece on the restaurant called Smashburger, and they were the first to take a ball of meat and just smash it on the grill. That was their thing. It was like meat in a ball form, and you smashed it. So they called it Smashburger. And it has, you know, huge calories is basically the thing. Then Little Caesars, which I consider a little different. I mean, that's a pizza place.
Mm.
But they say their cheap pizzas have no nutritional value whatsoever. Zero. 2,000 plus calories, dangerous sodium levels. And their crazy bread and dips are nothing but empty carbs.
Mm.
Or do you like Little Caesars?
You know, I ate a lot of it in college. We would get drunk and go get a $5 takeaway pizza and eat the whole thing. So I haven't had it in years.
I find it to be better than... you think. You know, when I eat it, I'm like, this is pretty good pizza.
It's not bad. But then when you know, chalk it up to the other ones, it gets bad quick.
You think.
Yeah.
You think, I feel like it's almost the same as Domino's and Papa John's.
Like, it's peasant food to me, like, as far as pizza goes.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't think it compares favorably to Papa John's?
Not at all. Not at all. It's in a different level, those other ones.
I don't know about that. I would put them all in the same category.
No.
Little Caesars and Papa John's and Pizza Hut and
Oh no, to me there's much there's tiers.
You think
so? Oh yeah.
Yeah.
What's number one? Papa John's?
I say Pizza Hut personally.
Over Papa John's.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really? Papa John's is not one in my book at all. I'm not even sure they're top four.
What?
Marco's, Pizza Hut?
Yeah.
Way better.
I feel like Marco's is more of a specialty store. I find that to be a little just a little out of the way mom and pop pizza place.
You do?
Well, how many are there nationwide?
I don't know, like several thousand.
I felt like Marcos was this little. Of course, I said that about Chick-fil-A for years. So mm-hmm. I said Chick-fil-A's this little, you know, Johnny
up and comer,
little mom and pop. And Christian looked it up and said, "Yeah, they're in 51 states, yeah. And Guam, and all of it." You know, mm-hmm. And they're 10th, by the way, on the list. Chick-fil-A. Most people think they're healthy. I do. Quietly, they have a lot of fat and a lot of sodium. They put butter on every single bun they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mistake it. Very high calorie meals. Heavy sugared drinks, milkshakes, boost sugar dramatically. Don't think if you're going to Chick-fil-A, you're eating a
healthy
meal. I always looked at Chick-fil-A as being pretty healthy. I'd always say, well, at least it's chicken.
Because it's not a burger.
That's right. Not good for me. Biggie should be here for this. We have to repeat this for him tomorrow. Although...
The list?
Well, will he be here tomorrow?
Yeah.
I'll leave it on his desk. I'll just leave it there for him as a little gift. Don't you think that would be nice of him?